This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.
Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellis, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee. Speaking of exciting, look who we have in the Studio Lounge, Nicole Brusewitz from Go West.
From Go West. Thank you so much, Mike, for having me. It's so great to be here this afternoon.
And you are Senior Vice President, Member Engagement and Learning. So this job sounds like an adventure.
An adventure and a whole lot of fun.
I bet. So yes, and today we're talking about professional development opportunities for credit union employees, which there are a lot of for sure. But before I get to that, how's the conference going? I think we're about halfway through day one and a half, two.
Day one and a half, day two, kind of depending on where you start. Yeah, exactly. It's been great. You know, I think part of it is after the last couple of years, we've spent so much time on Zoom, so being able to come back in person, realize that, you know, people have lower halves of their bodies and like,
do?
Oh my gosh, yes, connect with that. So people are just, you know, as you've probably been experiencing, as you're out and about, being back together, connecting in that way, it's different.
Yeah.
And it feels really good.
Yeah. Yeah, we can't wear shorts anymore, so we have to put on the slacks and stuff. We have to look nice, so yeah, but that's a whole other story.
It's a whole other story. How to modernize conference attire, right?
Exactly.
For the post-Zoom era.
Well, you have a Zoom uniform where you look really nice on top, and then, oh my gosh, I just got through running. So yeah, so anyway, we digress on that. So let's talk about the war on talent. How is that impacting credit unions today? Because that's a huge topic in our industry right now.
It's a huge topic, and of course, if you think about and had credit unions list, what are the top few things that keep them up at night?
Yeah.
What keeps you up at night? You know, things like cybersecurity, right, are going to hit the top of that list. What's happening with fintechs? You know, what's happening with interest rates? Where's the economy going to go? But up there, staffing issues.
Completely.
Up at the top.
Completely.
And I just even think, if I look back at the last 7 days and the conversations I've been having with credit union leaders, and you hear things like, I have 30 openings. I literally had a conversation with someone at a larger credit union. 30 openings, you know, and then rolling over to a conversation with another credit union who has had a position open, a critical position, for close to 6 months. So those are real issues. When you think about wanting to accomplish what's on that strategic plan, how do you do it if talent is holding you back? So I hear it. I know it's what's keeping people up at night alongside of all of the other issues.
Gosh, wow, that's a and that's just one credit union you're talking about, you know. So how, as with most industries, credit unions' workforce needs have evolved. Have we seen that, obviously, in the last couple of years? So what should talent development look like today to meet those evolved needs? And they're going to continue evolving, I think, as well. So
continuing evolving, for
sure. Yeah, so what does that look like?
Yeah, well, I think about it. So I came into the industry 15 years ago. And I look at, you know, how have things changed and what are the needs today? One that's really critical and important up there is the way that people lead organizations has changed. So no longer an autocratic style. Very much more a collaborative, a people-oriented style. So when you think of developing leadership skills, those look very different in today's workforce. And you're not just developing leaders at a C-suite level. We want everyone within the credit union to be able to be a leader on their teams, leader with their members, you know, all across the organization. So that's a real shift in terms of how you develop your teams. And then also coming out of the pandemic, our workplace is fundamentally different. So what percentage of credit unions now are hybrid and have that available, you know, to their teams? How do you lead hybrid teams? How do you onboard someone?
These challenges.
How do you engage them?
Exactly. And how do you immerse them in your culture, especially in a remote environment? My gosh, what a challenge that must be.
Yes. And I don't think that pace will slow down.
Oh, no.
Right?
You're exactly
right. In terms
of
the evolving needs of the workplace and then how we develop out of that.
And I've heard empathy is another big a big trait that a leader must have today, as well as the evolving leader, based on what we went through the last couple of years. So empathy is a huge thing. I'm sure you've heard that time and time again as well. So having said that, so how have you evolved your approach to training and development?
Yep, great question. So I feel like what I saw was during the pandemic, there was a sense of permission, a sense of comfort of, we're pulling back on developing our team members. There are some really critical needs right in front of us.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have to focus on that. Now that we're on the other side of the pandemic, we need to make sure that we're investing back in developing our team members again. And developing doesn't mean putting them on a training on Zoom. Right?
Yeah.
That worked for a couple of years.
A little bit, yeah.
It's not working now.
No.
Right? And so I think one is get those plans back out, dust them off, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. make sure that you have modernized that for where we are now.
Mm-hmm.
And also think about your younger talent. If you think about how short a career is for someone in their 20s or 30s, they had 2 years where they probably weren't developed much at all. And so I have heard and I have read that for younger professionals, they almost felt a sense of abandonment.
Oh, wow.
During that period,
yeah,
in terms of
that.
From a professional development perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that just stopped. And so making sure that we're re-engaging and looking back at our plans of mm-hmm. how we're developing our team mm-hmm. is critically important right now.
Yeah. Oh, God, what a great... Those types of things that you... They're just kind of like... They're almost like hiding in plain sight. You know, you just never know how people would react during that time. So yeah, it's feeling abandoned. I totally get that. Oh my goodness. So what is the most effective approach to professional development today? So
yes.
Besides the Zoom environment.
Yeah, getting off of it,
which
right?
Which is back to our plan B. Let's get to plan A
plan
here.
A.
So, yeah.
So one of the things we're really looking at is how do you break down from traditional forms of learning and look at all of the different ways that you can develop learners within your team. So yes, there's the traditional, if you need to teach a team member how to open an IRA, being in a really traditional kind of classroom environment makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of other ways. So mentorship opportunities mm-hmm. are really valuable and important. Thinking about, are there projects on the job? I can develop you through giving you a new project,
yeah.
a new job that maybe you haven't thought of before.
Yeah, yeah.
When someone goes to a conference like where we are right now,
mm-hmm.
have them come back and do a training for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Have them go and speak at a group,
go.
Right?
There
develop
go.
Their professional development
yeah.
skills.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that we're really looking at is, in addition to traditional professional development offerings, looking at things like committee service. And not just thinking about your C-suite, but throughout your team members. So for example, at Go West,
mm-hmm.
rather than looking at committees that we provide as just being an invite only,
mm-hmm.
we actually now have an open nomination process once a year for all of our committees, and we'll have close to 200 professionals from out the Go West region who will actually join committees and help influence and shape the direction of our movement.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's lots of opportunities going out into your community and serving
mm-hmm.
on a board.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Those are developing your skills
yeah.
in non-traditional ways that just really, I think, build engagement and mm-hmm. excitement
yeah.
around learning.
Yeah, no doubt. And kind of getting outside your comfort zone as well. That's where I've found that you really build character and can really build your career as well. So yeah, I love all those suggestions. Really cool. And I especially like the mentorship programs. I'm
yes.
such a huge proponent of that. You can't ever have enough of that. So
for sure.
Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Anything else you'd like to add, Nicole? I mean, I think we covered a lot of ground here. Any
you
final
know,
thoughts here?
The one thing that I just kind of have to make a plug for, Mike, that I think is so important is, and it circles back around to the top of the conversation around the war for talent, is credit unions are a best kept secret.
Yeah.
I feel like as employers.
That was right,
right?
here. I apologize. That was
No worries. It just really connects back.
Yes.
And I think of, you know, how many people have I had conversations who say, well, I never intended to work at a credit union. I started in XYZ department
yeah.
and I'm here 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here 12 years later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because once people get into credit unions, they're hooked.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
They love it. And so that's exciting, but that shouldn't be a secret. That's not a secret we want to keep.
Mm-hmm.
And so thinking of how can credit unions see themselves as an employer of choice, where people want to seek out to work at credit
yeah,
unions. And
yeah.
so being sure that we're telling our stories as employers,
yeah.
share that on your website,
mm-hmm.
share that in social media.
Mm-hmm.
People love the idea of getting to make a difference in their community, right?
Mm-hmm.
Help members, be a part of a team that makes a bigger difference. So
mm-hmm.
that would just be my encouragement and advice to credit unions is telling our stories, not only as being a great place for members to bank, but also place for people in our community
mm-hmm.
to work.
Okay, that last topic you brought up is a whole nother show that I would love to do, because there's so many avenues you can take. I mean, really take advantage of social media channels, Instagram and TikTok, that type of stuff, to really get that coolness of credit unions message out there. So yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Because I mean, so many of us, like you said, that's such a great point. We kind of stumbled into this industry, and then you go, oh my gosh, these are the coolest people ever. I'm not going anywhere else. This is great.
Exactly. So,
especially when you've worked in other industries that are kind of cutthroat and like, it's kind of standoffish. So yeah, this one's such a refreshing group of people. So yeah, good point. Good point. All right, Nicole, last question again. Anything else?
Hey, that's it for today, Mike. Okay. It was such a pleasure to have you
here. Thank you so much.
Spend time with you and appreciate the being part of the Go West Max.
Right on. Yeah, it's good stuff. And I love this topic, too. This is such an important topic for the industry to keep moving forward and get younger, too. Get those younger generations in here, too. So good stuff. All right, Nicole.
Sure.
I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much again for your time. Great stuff here. And look forward to next chat.
Sounds good. Thanks,
all right,
Mike.
You are welcome. Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by Go West Credit Union Association, IMM eSign, Trellance, PSCU, Peer IT Credit Union Services, and Janusee.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.